Hello, this is David for Citizen Relay in Tormental. We've just seen the torch relay pass through, and I'm here with Jim. Jim, if you'd just like to give us a sense of what you just saw there.
I was amazed at how many vehicles were involved in the whole thing. It all looked like a bit of a circus. And I realise now from seeing it on the news that it's not a relay being run around, but it just looked like a horribly stage-managed thing.
And in terms of what we just saw, in terms of the number of vehicles and how the village of Tormental took to that, what did you think in terms of the way the village enjoyed the experience?
Well, everybody seemed to have a good fun, being having a day off, I think. You get kids out anywhere, they like making a lot of noise. So. Yeah. But the number of vehicles, it's mind-boggling. You think, how the hell does it need so many vehicles to take a torch round?
You had a little discussion earlier about the kind of context of the Olympics and I guess what you see the Olympics as being. What general views upon that?
Well, it all just seems to be about money now. And from the athlete's point of view, you know, you wonder, well, how much pride can you take in someone from Britain winning something just because money's been thrown at it to support the athletes when they're running or competing against people from elsewhere who are doing it the way it used to be done. You went out and did it yourself.
We saw a number of schools participating today in a mini Olympics down at the football pitches in Tormental. Is that more the sort of thing you would expect around about this kind of event?
Sorry, say that again.
The schools just participated in a mini Olympics down at the field, the sporting field down in Tormental. Is that more the sort of idea that you would be interested in?
Not really. I mean, I like watching people as individuals who've put the effort in themselves, competing on as even a plane as possible.
Okay, Tormental is the only village in Murray that's actually welcomed the torch. Is that something to be proud of for the village, that it's the one that was chosen?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of money being spent on this, obviously, in terms of policing and everything else. You don't see as many policemen around here normally. Okay. Lucky if you see one.
Okay, thank you for your time, Jim.